From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine mayor shot and fighting for his life. Egypt court hands down mass death sentence. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The mayor of Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, is in serious condition after being shot by a sniper. Anatoly Kirnish was bicycling on the outskirts of the eastern Ukrainian city when he was shot in the back by an unidentified gunman. Officials say Kirnish is in the hospital fighting for his life. He opposed the pro-Western Maidan movement that led to the ouster of President Viktor Yanukovych, but has said he does not support pro-Russian separatists who are calling for votes on independence for eastern Ukraine. A senior Russian diplomat expressed disgust at new U.S. sanctions against his country for its ongoing involvement in neighboring Ukraine and has promised a painful response. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says the latest U.S. measures are based on completely distorted ideas of what is happening in Ukraine and vowed that Moscow's response would be felt painfully in Washington. The U.S. Treasury Department published a list of 7 individuals and 17 companies targeted for sanctions, which include a freeze on assets held in the U.S. and a ban on U.S. travel. More than 50 people were killed in a series of suicide bombings as members of Iraq's security forces began voting in the country's first election since the withdrawal of U.S. troops in late 2011. Attackers wearing police uniforms struck polling centers around Baghdad and north of the city, while roadside bombs targeted military and police convoys, leaving dozens injured. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attacks. An Egyptian court is recommending the death sentence for 683 men, including Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohammed Badia. VOA's Elizabeth Arad reports.
Relatives outside the courthouse in Minya, south of Cairo, fainted on hearing the news. Others railed against the sentencing and protested the defendant's innocence. The judge's recommendation is not final. Also Monday, the same court commuted the death sentences in a related case, with 492 of 529 men now facing 25 years to life in prison. The death penalty for 37 men was upheld. Both cases involved the killing of a policeman in protests and rioting last year that followed the ouster of Muslim Brotherhood figure President Morsi. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
Bashar al-Assad, the embattled president of Syria, is running for a third 7-year term. Candidates began registering last week for the presidential election, will take place June 3rd. Mr. Assad's been battling rebels in a conflict that began as peaceful protest in March of 2011 and quickly grew into a civil war that's killed more than 150,000 people. President Obama says a new security agreement signed with the Philippines is not meant to counter or control China. During a news conference with Philippine President Benigno Aquino, President Obama said the United States has a constructive relationship with China and that our goal is to make sure international rules and norms are respected. China and the Philippines have competing maritime and territorial claims in the South China Sea. President Obama is in the Philippines on an Asia trip that included Japan, South Korea, and Malaysia. The air search for debris from the missing Malaysia airliner in the Indian Ocean ended Monday. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he is baffled and disappointed that searchers have not been able to find MH370. Mr. Abbott, speaking to reporters Monday in Canberra, announced that an expanded underwater area will be combed to try to find any remains of the airliner missing since March 8th.
It is highly unlikely at this stage that we will find any aircraft debris on the ocean surface.
The head of the search effort, Angus Houston, says if everything goes perfectly, the extended underwater search will take 8 months to complete. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is considering sanctions on people encouraging unrest in South Sudan, where political and sectarian violence has displaced more than 1 million people. In an interview with VOA today, Secretary Kerry said he believes the fighting in South Sudan, which began as a dispute over oil, power, and ethnic rivalries, has now become personal. A strong storm system moving across the central and southern United States spawned several tornadoes, killing at least 16 people. The suburbs of Little Rock, Arkansas, are the hardest hit areas. Officials in that southern state say tornadoes killed at least 15 people there on Sunday. Winds from the tornadoes also destroyed dozens of homes, knocked down trees, and flipped over cars. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on our website at voanews.com.